For the Scott City Lady Beavers on Friday against Smoky Valley, it was an opportunity for them to make the championship of the Sterling Invitational for a second straight year. Cold shooting would hurt the Lady Beavers early on as they only hit one field goal in that first quarter, and Smoky Valley would thrive and they would take advantage of it. They led 17-8 after the first quarter. Scott City would trail by 11 at the break. They would pull to within 6 in the third quarter, but Smoky Valley would find a way to pull out to a 12-point lead. 9-point game going in the fourth quarter. It ended up being a 18-point game in the end, and or a 15-point game at the end, 52-37. Lady Beavers had their chances in that third quarter, down 28-22, but Smoky Valley was so good at countering every time Scott City had a big run. And the Lady Beavers had a hard time going underneath against Kaya Blanchett, who really was a big presence underneath at 6-foot senior, and she can jump out of the gym there. Scott City would drop to 5-5 on the year with the loss, as they were led to this afternoon. Erica Felker at 9 and Megan Trout with 8, as the cold shooting, as I mentioned, for Scott City really came back to hurt them in the end. And they did out-rebound Smoky Valley, but it just was too little too late. Smoky Valley was led by Adrian Hazelwood, who really took the game over in that fourth quarter at 26 points. She led all scorers for the Lady Vikings, who are now 4-4 on the year. And Lady Beavers will have that third place game against the host school Sterling at 12 noon tomorrow, or Saturday afternoon, inside the Gleason Center at Sterling College.